This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces conducted fresh raids in the occupied West Bank on Wednesday, and Palestinian emergency services said an airstrike in the city of Tubas killed 5 people. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israeli soldiers were seen patrolling the streets of Tubas. Entrances and exits from the city were sealed off. Cell phone video showed military trucks and bulldozers rolling in. The security forces have been conducting a series of operations in the northern West Bank for the past 2 weeks, with extended raids in Tubas, Jenin, and Tulkarm. All 3 cities have a heavy presence of armed factions, including Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Fatah. In a separate incident in the city of Tulkarm, the Israeli military said troops backed by police and intelligence services killed an armed militant. Residents there reported being forced from their homes.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and British Foreign Minister David Lammy traveled to Kyiv on Wednesday.
A Secretary of State from the U.S. and a Foreign Secretary in the U.K. have traveled together, and that is to reiterate our complete support for the Ukrainian struggle.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has been pleading with Kyiv's allies for months to allow Ukraine to fire Western missiles deep into Russian territory to limit Moscow's ability to launch attacks. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is overriding human rights conditions on military aid to Egypt, a State Department spokesperson said on Wednesday, granting the U.S. ally its full allocation of $1.3 billion this year, for the first time during this administration, despite ongoing concerns over human rights in the country. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump met for what could be their first and only presidential debate on Tuesday. VOA's Dora McCore reports.
Fans on both sides felt the vice president successfully goaded the former president.
Trump, you know, I think that he got baited a couple times with some of her personal jabs, like his rally sizes, people leaving his rally early.
It's very clear that she's on her best game and that she's willing to take him on in a clear way.
Early signs suggest that neither candidate performed strongly enough to win over significant numbers of undecided voters, the very people who could decide the election. While Harris's team is calling for another matchup, Trump says he is less inclined to debate Harris a second time. Dora McQuarrie, VOA News, Washington.
Some victims' relatives of the September 11, 2001 attacks appealed to presidential candidates for accountability as the U.S. marked an anniversary laced with election season politics. U.S. President Joe Biden, former President Donald Trump, and Vice President Kamala Harris stood together on Wednesday at Ground Zero in New York, just hours after Trump and Harris faced off in their first ever debate. The image was one of putting politics aside at a solemn commemoration of the attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. Parts of Vietnam remained severely flooded on Wednesday after the deadly Typhoon Yagi hammered the Southeast Asian nation with gales and torrential rain. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
Officials have reported scores of people dead and missing, mostly from flash floods and landslides. Authorities in Hanoi evacuated thousands of people from their homes along the Red River as its waters rose to a 20-year high. Yagi was the most powerful typhoon to hit Asia this year, bringing catastrophic flash flooding to neighboring Thailand as well. At least 2 people were killed and hundreds stranded after heavy rains swept through 2 northern provinces, swelling rivers, inundating settlements, and triggering mudslides, Thai authorities said on Wednesday. And about 9,000 households have been impacted.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. U.S. authorities said on Wednesday they had seized more than 350 websites selling gun silencers and parts from China used to convert semi-automatic pistols into fully automatic machine guns. Federal prosecutors in the city of Boston said the seizures followed an investigation since August 2023 into websites, businesses, and people offering to illegally sell and import machine gun conversion devices. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.